MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Joining now with Deepak Ramaraju, Principal Advisor for the India Opportunities Fund at Sanlam International Investment. Deepak, appreciate joining us on the line today. Before I delve into some details, I mean, India as an economy, sixth largest in the world, just behind the UK, growing fast, and all of those above it growing faster, with the exception of China. A fairly stable currency as well, fairly stable political environment. In that sense, actually, broadly, an attractive investment destination for investors looking for some offshore exposure.
Good morning, Simon. It's my pleasure joining the call. You snatch my words, basically. So it's a stable political environment that we have, a largest, sixth largest economy, which is fastest growing economy in the world today. It's growing at 9% per annum. And obviously, it's going to be most preferred investment destination across the globe as of now. Because what it was, China was 10 years back, that's what India is now transforming into. So we are looking at more like a stable currency. And we are seeing a set of huge foreign direct investments opening up into the country with the new the PLI schemes introduced by the government, the production linked incentive scheme introduced by the government. There's been kind of a decent kind of interest in Indian investment scenario.
And as an investment destination, I mean, looking at the market, looking at the holdings within the fund, it's actually it's diverse. I mean, it's not dominated. You know, if you look at South Africa, we're at times dominated by the resources. We're at times dominated by the financials. I mean, here we've really got diverse. I mean, some of them, for example, Asian Paints, which is, you know, going to be fairly uncorrelated with a lot of the other investment opportunities. There's a Hindustan Unilever, which we know Unilever, but it's an opportunity to invest in a business which for the average investor probably in EM space simply not available.
Yes, so we are a population of 1.4 billion people and it's got a huge consumption base. So obviously diversification matters here because the consumption pattern changes within the country. We have different consumption patterns within the country. When we take the names like Hindustan Unilever or Asian Paints, they are the broad representation of the consumption theme in India. Mm-hmm. So they actually come under the consumer staple kind of a business model. So that's the reason I would like to diversify myself into the portfolio to a wide extent. And having said that, the diversification is very critical in India because we can't just take risk on particular sectors there, and because we make money in all the sectors that we try to invest in. So there's an ample scope of making money in all other sectors as well. You don't want to get left out in one particular sector. Because what we have seen in market is there's a cycles of change when for sectors leadership that's going to happen over a period of time. So In different phases of time, different sectors rally. So you don't want to be left out on any of the sectors. So it makes sense to be diversified and well protected in the kind of a market that we're operating.
If we bring it back for a last question to the Indian economy, one of the trends we've seen globally is inflation rising, and that's obviously in many economies seeing rate increases, or as in the case of the US, those rate increases will come in time. Is India in the same place? Is that a concern, or is it something which you expect will be sort of relatively benign and able to be handled by the relevant authorities?
Yes, inflation is a concern. I don't deny that. It's a global phenomenon that entire globe is going through. Definitely, it's already been priced in because if you actually look at the Indian markets, the data is already there and everybody know that the core inflation has also been there, but it's going to be cyclical. And we are going to see the base rate, the base factor coming to play, and then the inflation is going to be moderated over a period of time. So I don't see a significant threat from inflation as of now, unlike what US is facing, because they have pumped in so much amount of liquidity and they've been continuously printing money. So unlike that, India doesn't print so much of money. So that's been the major factor. So we are not print so much money that the inflation is going to hurt us too much. So that's been a kind of major difference what the regulators have really done. And moreover, we have a very good forex reserves to control the currency movements. And that also controls the imported inflation to a large extent. So what we are trying to do is, as a country, we have moved away from the kind of reducing the import basket wherein we were heavy dependent on the crude imports. So that is offset by the total number of the IT exports that we are trying, or the service exports that's been contributed from India. And now with this introduction of the new PLI scheme, over the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see a lot of exports coming from other sectors like textile, specialty chemicals, or pharmaceutical for that matter. So these are the sectors which are going to take the leadership in the exports to going ahead. So that's going to offset to a large extent on the inflation. And the core inflation was also contributed by the rise in food prices, which has also been kind of dropping as of now. We are seeing the food price pressure dropping to a certain extent. And that's going to cool off a bit. I don't say that the interest rate hike is not there, but it's already been priced. The market knows that 25 basis point rate hike might happen anytime in 2022. So it's already been priced into a large extent.
Yeah, I take your point on that. And especially, I mean, there's a lot around it. For example, balance of trades, the growing export economy. Deepak Ramaraju, yes. Principal Advisor for the Indian Opportunities Fund at Sanlam International Invest. Appreciate the early morning, sir. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.